做跟随神。
The topic of the sermon today is following God, to go or not to go.
经文记载在民数记九章十五到二十三节。
The Bible passage, it's based on the Bible passage, Numbers, chapter 9, verse 15 to 23.
因为时间的关系。
Since we have limited time today,
所以我们只用中文读。
We will only read the passage in Chinese.
讲英文的弟兄姐妹可以看屏幕。
The English translation of the Bible passage will be shown on the screen.
让我们一起读神的经文。
Let us all together read God's words.
立起帐幕的那日，有云彩遮盖帐幕，就是法柜的帐幕。从晚上到早晨，云彩在帐幕上形状如火，经常都是这样。云彩遮盖帐幕，夜间云彩形状如火。云彩几时从帐幕上升，以色列人就几时起行。云彩在哪里停住，以色列人就在哪里安营。以色列人遵照耶和华的指示起行，也遵照耶和华的指示安营。云彩在帐幕上停留多久，他们就留在营里多久。云彩在帐幕上停留许多日子，以色列人就遵照耶和华的吩咐不起行。有时云彩在帐幕上只停了几天，他们就遵照耶和华的指示留在营里，也遵照耶和华的指示起行。有时云彩从晚上留到早晨，早晨云彩上升，他们就起行。无论是白天是黑夜，当云彩上升的时候，他们就要起行。云彩停留在帐幕上，无论是两天、一个月或更长的日子，以色列人就留在营里不起行。但云彩一上升，他们就起行。他们遵照耶和华的指示安营，也遵照耶和华的指示起行。他们遵守耶和华的吩咐，是耶和华记摩西所指示的话。我们请陈牧师和宋思金姐妹。
We will now give the time to Pastor Chen and Apollo.
Let us bow down and pray. 亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, let us thank you and praise you.
求你安静我们的心。
Please quiet our heart.
让我们能够听到你要向我们所说的话。
Let's hear the words from you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
今天我们要为 Ivy 牧师和 Glenn 宣教士来举行感恩告别的特别崇拜。
Today is a special service to give thanksgiving.And the goodbye party to Pastor Ivy and Glenn.
小敏姐妹有一首诗歌叫做《感恩的泪》。
Sister Xiaomin has a song named Tears of Gratefulness.
这个歌词里面有这么一句话。
In the lyrics, there is a sentence.
她说：“感恩的泪止不住的流，心中的话儿说也说不够。”
Tears of gratefulness cannot stop dripping down, and
心中的话儿说也说不够。
Words from heart is endless.
Ivy Glenn 要离开我们。
Ivy and Glenn are leaving us.
要说的话实在有很多很多。
There are so many words we want to say.
对很多人来说，相逢容易，告别难。
For many people, it is much easier to say hello than to say goodbye.
要告别自己所爱的人，就更加的难了。
It's even harder to say goodbye to someone we love.
正如神在旷野当中引导以色列人一样
Just as our Lord led the Israelites in the wilderness.
神对他的儿女们的引导也是有各种不一样的。
And the leading of our Lord is different for his daughters and sons.
有时神要叫我们停。
Sometimes our Lord asks us to stop.
有时叫我们走。
Sometimes asks us to set out.
有时留的我们时间长一点。
Sometimes keep us for a little bit longer.
有时短一点。
Sometimes shorter.
有时轻松一点。
Sometimes lighthearted.
有时难一点。
Sometimes more difficult.
我们该怎么样的决定，怎么样的选择？
How do we choose? How do we decide?
我们需要不断的来寻求。
We need to seek continuously.
在这个选择过程当中，我们要学习顺服。
During the process of making decisions, we need to learn obedience.
而且在我们的行动当中来学习坚持，学习不放弃。
Also, in our behavior, we need to learn perseverance and not giving up.
但是明白神的旨意其实不是一件容易的事。
But it's not an easy task to know God's will.
今天我们从民数记的经文就可以看出来。
Today we can learn from the Numbers Bible verses.
我们看到神怎样在旷野当中引导以色列人。
We can see how our Lord led the Israelites in the wilderness.
我们也可以看到以色列人是怎样回应神的引导的。
We can also see how Israelites responded to God's guidance.
他们要付出什么样的代价？
Which kind of cost they need to pay?
那对我们今天又有什么样的启示？
And for us, which kind of enlightenment we can get?
让我们看一点点关于民数记的背景。
Let's look at a little bit the background of the numbers.
民数记本来的名字叫做在旷野。
And the original name of the numbers is in the wilderness.
以色列人在离开埃及三个月后来到了西乃山。
After 3 months, they left Egypt. They come to the mountain Sinai.
然后经过了十一个月的准备。
After 11 months preparation,
他们正要准备跟随神的带领。
Well, they are ready to follow God's guidance.
然后向目的地就是迦南地去进军。
And set out for Canaan.
如果他们一切顺利的话，
If everything goes smoothly,
大概几个月以后就可以到达他们的目的地。
It only takes a few months.
但是实际上他们却走了39年。
But in reality, it took them 39 years.
到第一代的人全部死去。
While the whole first generation passed away.
然后民数记就是记载了他们在旷野的艰难的曲折的路程。
And the numbers recorded the experience they had in the wilderness.
也记载了以色列人失败的原因。
Also recorded the reason for their failure.
让我们来看一看今天我们讲到经文的内容。
First, let's look at the contents of our sermon.
以色列人已经准备要往西南，从离开西乃山，要往摩押平原去。
The Israelites are ready to leave Mount Sinai and set out for Yanai.
今天的经文里面特别告诉我们神引导以色列人的一个方法。
Here we can see that there is a special method.Our Lord used to lead the Israelites.
神怎么能够在一个旷野引导上百万的这个队伍？
How can our Lord lead a group of millions?
我们看到了摩西作为全军的统帅，他怎么明白神的旨意？
How can all the generals, the leaders understand God's will?
他怎么能够按照神的旨意来引导人向前走？
How can Moses lead the people according to God's will?
我们看到以色列人出埃及以后，
We can see that after Israelites left Egypt,
出埃及记的13章22节就讲到了神引导他们的一个方法。
In Exodus chapter 12 verse 23,
chapter 13, 13, 22.
Okay, chapter 13 verse 22.
他说日间用云柱，夜间用火柱，总不离开他百姓的面前。
In the daytime, it is the fire column, and during the night, it is the cloud column.
那我们看到了以色列人一开始神就用云彩来引导他们。
We can see that from the very beginning, our Lord lead them by the clouds.
那经过十一个月的准备，他们各方面都健全起来了。
After 11 months preparation, they are ready in all aspects.
他们已经从一个受伤的民族
They changed from a damaged, hurt group.
然后现在成了一个战斗的军队。
Now they are prepared army.
那么他们要向前走的时候
，While they are ready to set forth.
那么神对他的引导有没有改变呢
？Is there any change in the way our Lord lead them?
我们看到民数记十章十一到十三节，再一次的来提到了。
We can see in the Numbers chapter 11, chapter 10, verse from 11 to 13.
我们看到了在他说在第二年的二月二十号
On the second year, on the February 20th,
我们云彩从法柜的上面收上去
The clouds take up from the tabernacles.
以色列人就按着站往前行。
And the Israelites followed forward.
然后就离开西乃的旷野。
And left the wilderness of Mount Sinai.
这就是说神的带领其实从开始到现在是没有改变的。
That means the guidance from our Lord doesn't change from the beginning.
我们看到摩西和以色列人跟随神的那个带领的心智也没有改变。
We can also see that the heart of Moses and his people has not changed.
他们并不是因为有了会幕啦，有了祭司啦。
They did not change because now they got tabernacles and they got preachers.
他们有了律法啦，有了制度啦。
Now they got rules and regulations, and they got all the disciplines.
他们有了聪明的人啦，有了这个智慧的领导啦。
They got smart people and knowledgeable leaders.
那么对神的引导可能就要有改变了。对神的领导可能要改变。
Maybe the guidance from our Lord will change.
但是经文告诉我们，其实神对他们的引导没有改变。
But the verse told us that the Lord's guidance didn't change.
他们在往前走的时候，他们所做的决定也没有改变。
And the determination that they will follow and go forward with our Lord didn't change.
以色列人什么时候走，什么时候停，仍然是看着天上的云彩。
So when should they go forward and when should they stop? It's still based on the cloud.
他们不是靠自己的个人的决定。
They did not base the decision on their personal choice.
也不是靠大家一起开会讨论。
And not because of the democratic discussion.
他们要开着天上的云彩来决定起还是坐。
They follow the cloud to decide when should they set out and when to stop.
其实这个也提醒我们今天在座的每位弟兄姐妹。
Actually, this reminds every single one of us here.
我们其实有的时候也会身处在一个旷野的一个处境当中。
Sometimes we are also in the wilderness.
我们也需要抬头看天。
We also need to lift up our head and look at the sky.
要看神的带领。
Look at God's guidance.
不要急于去抓狂。
Do not get frustrated.
做什么风险评估
Do risk analysis.
我们要天天在神面前寻求他的引导。
We need to seek his guidance every single day.
所以这次经文给我们给我们的一个非常重要的属灵意义。
This is a very important spiritual enlightenment to all of us.
但是跟随神的引导其实是不容易的事情。
But it's not easy to follow our God's guidance.
以色列人要这样做起来，其实操作起来是蛮难的。
The practicality of the follow God is not easy.
刚才你读了经文以后
After you just read a verses.
你有没有看到这个经文不断重复地讲到这个云彩一会儿收上去一会儿降下来对吧
Have you seen that it repeatedly saying sometimes a cloud lift up and then it come back?
所以这个云彩其实是非常不稳定非常不确定的
So it's very unstable. Those clouds are very unstable, unpredictable.
但是以色列人不管这个云彩怎么样的变
But regardless of how the crowds are changing,
但是他们都愿意顺服，愿意跟随。
The Israelites are willing to be obedient and follow.
我们看到经文里面讲到，有的时候云彩是按小时，时多少个时间，多少个小时来计算的。
We can see from the verses that sometimes the clouds stay for hours.
我们一起来读一下第十七节的经文。
Let's read the verse 17 together.
他说，云彩几时从帐幕收上去，以色列人就几时起行。云彩在那里停住，以色列人就在那里安营。好，我们看到了，这是按照小时来计算的。
So we can see here it is counted as hours.
然后像其实它不只是小时，有时候是按照几天来计算的。
And sometimes it's four days.
然后几天要他们起来，几天又要他们要他们这个安营。
For several days they need to encamp, and for several days they need to set out.
我们看到十九二十节经文这样说，我们一起再来读一下哈，云彩。
Now let's look at verse 19 and 20.
云彩在帐幕上停留许多日子，以色列人就守耶和华所吩咐的不起行。有时云彩在帐幕上几天，他们就照耶和华的吩咐驻营，也照耶和华的吩咐起行。我们看到这是按天来算的。
So here you can see they stayed four days.
我们看到有的时候神的这个带领，云彩的带领是按照昼夜也不分的。
Sometimes the cloud guidance is not differentiated between days or nights.
所以以色列人就不分昼夜的跟随神走。
That means Israelites need to follow Lord regardless is day or night.
我们来看一下第21节的经文。
Let's look at verse 21.
他说有时从晚上到早上，我们一起读哈。有时从晚上到早晨，有这云彩在帐幕上。早晨云彩收上去，他们就起行。有时昼夜云彩停在帐幕上，收上去的时候，他们就起行。我们看到这个二十一节，它描绘了一个昼夜不分的一个状况。
We can see in verse 21.It's by day and by night.
英文的翻译就会更加清楚一些。
It's more clear in English translation.
我们看到云彩有时仅仅停留在晚上一个晚上。
We can see that the cloud only stayed overnight.
早晨就收走了。
And they lift up in the morning.
那以色列人就跟着要起行。
And that means Israelites have to set out again.
所以以色列人跟随神是不分昼夜的去跟随。
So Israelites follow our Lord day and night.
当然有的时候是以月来计算，甚至以年来计算的。
Of course, sometimes it is stay there for months or even years.
我们来看一下第二十二节的经文。
Let's look at verse 22.
他说云彩留在帐幕上，无论是两天，是一月，是一年，以色列人就驻营不起行，待云彩收上去，他们就起行。大家看到有没有觉得烦呢？
Do you get a little bit bored?
哇，一会儿上一会儿下，一会儿上一会儿下，是不是
？Lift up, settle down. Lift up, settle down.
我们听起来这个好像有点像童话故事。
It sounds like a fairy tale.
不，好像是不可思议的。
It's almost unimaginable.
你在挪威有没有搭过帐篷啊
？Have you ever had a camping experience in Norway?
要搭一个帐篷，要拆一个帐篷，容不容易啊？
Is it easier to set up a camp and then put it back?
哦，你可能为你的家里三口人搭还容易哈。
Maybe it's not such a big task to set up a tent for three people.
今天以色列人要为上百万的人去搭帐篷啊。
But the Israelites have to set up their camp for millions of people.
哇，这个不是简单容易的事。
That's not such easy.
而且他们所搭的帐篷不只是给自己住的。
And it's not only the camp for themselves.
他们还要搭一个像教会一样，像圣殿一样的一个会幕。
They also need to set up the tabernacle. It's almost like a church.
要供祭司早晨晚上来献祭。
So the priest can send worship in the morning and in the evening.
所以每次离开他们就要拆。
So every time when they are leaving, they have to take everything down.
而且要把它包得好好的，然后有专门的人来把它运走。
And they have to wrap everything up, and there are dedicated people to transport them.
你如果想去看一看民数记第四章的内容。
If you read the Numbers chapter 4,
你看看这个光是圣殿，光是会幕，要拆，要运，需要多少的人力。
You can see how many people it takes to just set up the tabernacle alone.
你去看看用了多少人力，你就知道他们要多辛苦。
If you see how many people are working on that, then you know how hard the task is.
熟悉圣经的人知道大概要需要多少人拆一次这个圣殿。
For you who are familiar with the Bible, how many people it takes to take off the tabernacle?
圣经告诉我们，他需要8580个人。
The Bible tells us it took 8,580 people.
民数记四章46节到49节有这个记载哈。然后他说，凡被数的利未人，从30岁直到50岁，凡前来任职在会幕里做台务之工的，共有8580名。
In the Numbers chapter 4, verses 46.So Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of Israel counted all the Levites by their clans and the families. All the men from 30 to 50 years of age who came to do the work of serving and carrying the tent of meeting.
好，你们看到了这八千人怎么分工的？
Numbered 8,580.
Yeah, 你看到这八千多人是怎么分工的？
And you can see how the work is divided between these 8,000 people.
有2750个人是属于歌辖这个部落的。
About 2,000 people belongs to the clan Gersha.
他们是专门负责是圣殿里面的至圣所里边的那些圣物。
And they are responsible for the inner tent.
然后他们还没有牛给他们去拉拉东西，他们需要自己用肩去扛。
And there is no cattle to help them for transportation. They have to carry everything on their shoulders.
好，格顺的子孙有2630个人。
And there are 2,630 people from Clan Gershon.
然后他们是专门负责运送这个圣殿里面的木啊帐幕这些门帘。
And they are responsible for the curtains.
然后还有米拉利的子孙有3200个人。
And there are 3,200 people from Milari.
然后他们是负责那些柱子啊、棍子啊、木条啊这些硬件的东西。
And they are responsible for the columns and all the hardwood structures.
但是他们是有牛车，分配他们几辆牛车的。
And they actually have a cattle.
所以从这里我们可以看到顺服神的引导一点都不好玩。
So you can see it's not so fun to follow our Lord.
是不是跟随神的引导一点都不好玩？
It's not so fun.
啊，你想想看，如果早晨刚刚搭好的帐幕，晚上就要或者第二天要拆了。
Thinking about it, you just set everything up. Now you have to take down everything again.
这么多的这个东西要做，但是我们要随时准备好，要走要行。
There are so much things to get prepared, but we need to always be ready to set out or to stop.
我就想到了我们的夏令会哈。
Then I started thinking about our summer camp.
今年会不会是有超过500的人参加夏令会哈？
Are they,
有没有啊？有没有？400多是吧？
There are more than 400 people during our summer camp this year.
哇，我们要看到，就是如果是这样的一个大规模的一个行动。
We can see for such a big activity.
你们觉得容易吗？
Do you feel it's very easy?
你们愿意参加这样的服事吗？
Do you want to participate in such service?
如果有这样的领导像云彩一样的变来变去的话。
If we are guided by the cloud and keep changing.
那你愿意跟随这样的领导吗？
Are you willing to follow such a guidance?
其实跟随神确实有一些的不确定的地方。
It is true, when we are following our Lord, there are some things unpredictable.
我们跟随神最难的地方也是这些不确定的地方。
And that's the most difficult part, the unpredictability.
但是这也是我们最需要操练的地方。
And that's exactly where we need to practice.
我们不管再难再苦。
Regardless how hard it is,
我们都要顺服。
We need to be obedient.
就好像以色列人不管再难再苦。
Just like the Israelites, regardless how hard it is,
都愿意顺服神的带领。
They're willing to be obedient.
我们常常看民数记都有一个错误的，都有一个这样的印象。
When we are reading the numbers, we usually get such an impression.
我们总觉得以色列人怎么老抱怨啊，老失败呀、啊。
Why the Israelites complain all the time? Why they fail all the time?
但是今天经文告诉我们，其实他们有很多我们可以学习的地方。
But today we can see that there are lots of things we can learn from them.
我们不能单单把他们当作反面教材来批评他们。
They are not really the bad guy in the book.
如果我们处在同样的处境当中，
If we are in the same situation,
我们可能会惨，这个失败得更惨。
Maybe we'll fail.
那我们想要问的问题是。
My question is,
那以色列人怎么能在旷野，在这种捉摸不定的环境当中跟随神的引导呢？
How can Israelites follow our Lord in the wilderness, in this unpredictable situation?
他们怎么能够跟随神到底呢？
How can they follow our Lord to the very end?
其实跟随云彩的引导让我们感觉非常的费解。
Actually, it's quite difficult to understand, to follow the clouds.
因为云彩是最不稳定的天气现象。
Because the clouds are so unstable.
是没有准的，是不可捉摸的。
It's unpredictable.
但是以色列人知道。
But Israelites know.
在那些不可捉摸的云彩背后。
In the behind the unpredictable clouds.
是那个创造云彩的上帝。
That is the creator of the clouds.
以色列人不单单是看到云彩的变幻。
The Israelites did not just see the changing clouds.
而是看到云彩背后的上帝是信实可靠的。
But they also see the faithfulness and the dependable God behind the clouds.
云彩有说话的上帝在背后。
God is behind the clouds.
我们看到圣经里面 好多地方讲到了耶和华在云彩当中向以色列人、向摩西说话。
We see in the Bible there are several places God talked to Israelites and talked to Moses through the clouds.
我们看到民数记十二章五节就有这样的记载。
We see in Numbers chapter 12, verses 5.
然后耶和华在云柱中降临，站在会幕门口，召亚伦和米利安，二人就出来了。
Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent, and summoned Aaron and Miriam.
然后生命记也有同样的记载。
And in Deuteronomy,There are also records.
好，在诗篇九十九篇也有这样的记载。
And it also in Psalm chapter 99.
然后摩西、亚伦和撒母耳。
Moses, Aaron, and Samuel.
然后他们求告耶和华。
When they called God's name.
圣经说他就应允他们。
And the Bible says the Lord has answered them.
然后神在云柱中对他们说话。
God spoke to them from the pillar of cloud.
他们遵守神的法度和他所赐给他们的律例。
They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave to them.
所以到这里我们应该明白了。
And to here we can understand.
天上的云彩，普通的云彩，只不过就是一个大自然的现象。
The cloud in the sky is just a natural phenomenon.
这个云彩没有思想，没有爱心。
The cloud does not think and it doesn't love.
那这些云彩也没有办法引导人。
And the cloud cannot lead people.
但是以色列会众以色列人会幕上的那个云彩。
But the cloud over the tabernacles.
是不同的云彩，是有耶和华同在的云彩。
That's a special cloud. That is the cloud where God is.
然后上帝在云彩当中说话。
and God speak from the clouds.
然后在上帝的掌管之下，
and in God's control,
上云彩顺服上帝的旨意，
and God listen to God and follow him.
明白以色列人的需要，
and understand the Israelites' need.
而且引导以色列人向前进。
And guide the Israelites forward.
所以我们看到整个的经文里面有三次不断重复的这个几句话。
So we can see in the verses, there are three times repetition.
我们 请大家一起读一下第 九章二十三节。
Let's read chapter 9, verses 23.
预备起，他们遵耶和华的吩咐安营，也遵耶和华的吩咐起行。他们守耶和华所吩咐的，都是凭耶和华吩咐摩西的。这句话整个经文重复了三次。
The same sentence and the Bible repeated three times.
我们表面看起来这个云彩骤降骤降。
From first
升降升降哈。
At first, the clouds just go up and down, up and down.
但是其实背后都是有耶和华的吩咐。
But actually, behind all this, God is there.
都是按着耶和华的吩咐安营，也遵着耶和华的吩咐起行。
Following God's guidance when they encamp and set out.
在我过去二十年的侍奉当中，
In my past 20 years service,
我常常要面临教会教会的人事变动啊。
I have to face the change of personnel in our church.
连续我要连续三次告别跟我一起同工多年的传道人。
I have to say goodbye three times to people who worked with me for years.
第一次是跟我侍奉了十二年的曾牧师。
First time is Pastor Zeng, who has worked with me for 12 years.
第二次是萧传道。
And the second time is a missionary.
然后这次是 Ivy 和 Glenn.
And this time is Ivy and Glenn.
曾牧师头上的云彩从奥斯陆飞到了哪里啊？哈尔辛基。
子立
曾牧师曾牧师
曾 Emma
Emma 呀、
yeah. Pastor Emma fly to Helsinki
我说她头上的云彩飞到、
the cloud over her head fly to Helsinki
小子立头上的云彩飞到了香港
and missionary shall fly to the cloud over her head fly to Hong Kong
Ivy Glenn 你们的云彩要飞到哪去了
And Ivy and Glenn, and the cloud over your head, where are they going?
你们知道吗？我们请他们不要说，他们在加拿大的哪里呀、
啊、？Okay, you keep quiet. So where are they from?
好，多伦多那边有一朵云彩，马上的云彩要飞到那儿去了哈。
So soon the cloud will fly to Toronto.
其实要我来顺服头上的云彩也是一件不容易的事。
Actually, it's not easy for me to be obedient to the cloud over the head.
经过长期的相处，
After a long time we've been together,
我们已经建立了很深的感情。
We have very deep bond.
我相信要走的人也是很难放下自己所爱的人和环境。
I believe the people who are leaving is difficult for you to leave all the people behind.
我知道 Ivy Glenn, 你们要顺服你们头上的云彩，一定也不轻松的。
I know it's not an easy decision for you to follow the cloud.
光你家里面打你的行李，包装你的行李，恐怕都已经要很费时间了。
I'm afraid it's a big task to pack everything in your apartment.
走的人不容易，我们其实看着他们走的人更不容易。
It's not easy for the one who are leaving, and it's not easy for us to watch them leaving.
其实我们也是很难放下来的。
And it's really hard for us to let them go.
但是因为他们头上的云彩被神收走了。
But it's God who took the clouds and lead them away.
他们就要跟随下一朵云彩。
They will follow the next cloud.
不管今天我们不管是神跟着神带领要走的人，
Today, regardless, it is the one who are living.
还是我们这些留下的人。
Or our people who are staying.
不管我们多难，多么的不容易。
Regardless how hard it is.
不管这是我们需要付出多大的代价。
Regardless the cost of it.
我们都要学习摩西那样的顺服。
We need to learn the obedience of Moses.
我们要学习像八千多个利未子孙那样的顺服。
We need to learn the Levites, those 8,000 people, to be obedient.
我们要学习以色列人的顺服。
We need to learn the obedience of Israelites.
我们相信神的带领总是最好的。
We do believe God's guidance is always the best.
他把最好的会给 Ivy and 和 Glenn。
God will give the best to Ivy and Glenn.
神也会把最好的给我们。
God will also give the best to us.
让我们坚持相信。
Let's firmly believe.
顺服就是蒙福。
Obedience is blessing.
以色列人每次出发。
Every time when Israelites set out.
或者每次停留的时候。
Every time when they stop.
然后摩西都会唱一首诗歌。
Moses will sing a song.
我希望今天我们也跟着他一起来唱这首诗歌。
And today, I hope we can sing the song together.
来向神祷告。
And pray to our Lord.
向神歌唱。
And sing to our Lord.
而且彼此来鼓励。
And encourage one another.
然后民数记十章三十四到三十六节。
Numbers.
第十章三十四到三十六节。
Verse 34.
我读中文，请 Apollo 可以读英文哈。他们拔营往前行，日间有耶和华的云彩。这里有吗？应该有。看《民数记》十章三十四。
OK。
啊，有了哈。对。好，他们拔营往前行，日间有耶和华的云彩在他们以上。约柜往前行的时候，摩西就说：“耶和华，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散，愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。”约柜停住的时候，他就说：“耶和华，求你回到以色列人的千万人中。”
Numbers chapter 10 verse 34. The cloud of the Lord was over them by day when they set out from the camp. Whenever the ark set out, Moses says, "Rise up, Lord.May your enemies be scattered. May your foes flee before you." Whenever it came to rest, he said, "Return, Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel."
是的，让我们能够来跟摩西一样的高唱。
Yes, let us sing just as Moses.
当我们走的时候。
When we walk.
我们求神兴起。
We pray our Lord, rise up.
求神为我们征战。
May you fight for us.
当我们停下来的时候。
When we stop.
愿神来与我们同在。
Return, Lord.
让神来回到以色列人千万人当中。
Be with thousands of us.
让我们用信心来仰望前面的路程。
Let's look at the road in front of us.
以色列人出埃及以后，其实大概是一年左右哈，一年左右就开始离开西乃山。
After about 1 year, when they left Egypt, they set out to Mount Sinai.
然后他们就要迈向他们的目的地。
They are aiming for their destination.
但是他们因为信心出了危机，因为不信上帝，所以走了39年的时间。
But because of their weakness in faith, they do not believe in God, it took them 39 years.
今天我们的教会其实搬到这里，刚好也是一年的时间。
Actually, today is a one-year anniversary for us to come to this church.
我们是今年一周年搬到利利伯格教会。
It's a one-year anniversary for us to move to Lilleborg Church.
当我们纪念一周年的时候。
While we are celebrating one-year anniversary.
当我们在我们所爱的牧者要离开我们的时候。
Or when we are also say goodbye to our beloved pastor.
当我们要面临新的变化，新的挑战。
When we are faced with new challenges,
新的目标
new changes,
新的目标，新的未来的时候。
New destination and the new future.
让我们可以通过信心和坚持。
Let's work on our perseverance.
行在神的旨意当中。
Walk in God's will.
在旷野不走弯路。
In the wilderness without going the twisted roads.
虽然有的时候神的带领好像云彩一样的不可预测。
Although sometimes it's unpredictable how our Lord are going to guide us.
但我们坚持相信。
But we believe firmly.
在云彩中有跟我们说话和引导我们的神。
In the cloud, our Lord is there.
让我们在变化中看到这位不变的神。
Let's see the steadfast love of God in the changing clouds.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来到你。